Isn't that brilliant? Rachmaninoff's singing telegram, complete with happy birthday, a signature, a date and a PS. All,
it's fantastic. It just makes me laugh. It really makes me chuckle.
It's great. A letter to Stanislavski, and that was the voice of Rodion Pogosov and pianist Ian Burnside, whose complete Rachmaninoff songs for Delphian feels like a real achievement, actually. And speaking of rare repertoire, Mary, you've found another one for us. It's a Czech composer this time, Bohuslav Martinů. Songs written around the same time as the last of Rachmaninoff's.
That's right.
1910 to 12.
Yeah.
This is Martinu as a young man, then, presumably.
Yeah, and this is... Martinu's a very naughty boy, I think, in his 20s. You know, he had been dismissed from two departments of conservatoire, I think violin and organ, for incorrigible negligence, which I just love the idea of having...
Just read as no practice.
Yes, no practice. I think no practice on two instruments. And it was... This was really before he went to Paris, where he studied composition seriously, you know. So he was very much a do-it-yourself, self-taught person in terms of song at this time. And I think there's some real gems here. I have to say it was a real surprise.
Well, knowing it's Martinu, knowing... But he's quite young at this point. I'm still expecting Bohemian folkishness.
Well, there's a bit of that. There's some great titles, which I was particularly fond of. There's things like Early of a Morning, I Am Out A-Weeding, which indeed I am at this time of year. And there are the sort of, I suppose, the obsession and interest with nature, the natural world, is everywhere in these songs, which I think is a very Bohemian thing.
Well, it's a mezzo, Jana Wallingerova, and pianist Giorgio Kukl, both of them Czechs. Where are we going to start? We're heading for the park.
We're heading for the park. This is a song that's a little bit like a song that Debussy wrote in his second set of Fête Galante, which is imagining a faun, a terracotta faun, in a park, in a fountain, observing two lovers, you know, doing what lovers do in parks, and saying... enjoy it while you can, because one day you're going to be clay like me.
Song, isn't it? And an early Martinu work. I love old parks. Mary wouldn't amplify on what she thinks young lovers get up to in parks in Prague while we were listening to that. That's mezzo Jana Wallingerova. And again, after the Russians in Rachmaninoff, it's lovely hearing somebody for whom the Czech language is absolutely innate. It is just inimitable, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think we struggle, don't we, in England, because we're not a nation of linguists, it has to be said. And I think things are looking up a little bit now in colleges. But, you know, what's a shame is that you have this amazing Czech, Hungarian, Polish and Russian material that people don't learn, possibly because there's a, you know, there's that barrier of a less familiar language, let's say.
It's difficult, isn't it? And there's that moment in any young opera singer's career when they tackle a Janáček part for the first
absolutely.
Time, and that is a huge.
It's a big learning curve. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, what should we hear next? Because there's a set of cabaret songs.
Yes.
Here,
so these were written for the Red Seven Cabaret, which I couldn't actually find anything about, but I'm sure somebody will be able to tell us about it. And this has got sort of, I don't know, Weimar Republic feel. You know, it's a very sleazy bar where people are coming to drink and do what they do in sleazy bars, which is a little different from what they do in parks, I suppose.
Suggestions on the postcard.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But There's a wonderful sort of jazz-inflected feel to this. So you really feel it's very louche. It's not, you know, it's not high class, let's say that. And then there are these booths, and there's one booth where two people are looking at each other, a man and a woman, and they're just not saying anything. And the music at that point sort of stops. It's kind of sinister. And then the champagne music starts up again. And then at the end, they just say, a long way away from the song of all the drunken merriment and the good times, it's all been silenced by two shots, dead, he and she.
Baru veseli.
Drunken merriment ended at dawn by two shots. That was The Bar from Martinu's Cabaret Songs. Czech mezzo Jana Wallingerova, big in Brno and all the Czech opera houses by the look of it. It's lovely having her on this. Martinu's Songs, Volume 2, a highly cost-effective way to explore them as well on Naxos at budget price. Now, Mary, there's nothing low-budget about your next recording, is there?
Absolutely not, no. All stops have been pulled out. And there's a real sense here that not only the